At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. We have been giving away his tickets all week long. Joey Mack, he's performing tonight at the House of Blues. So exciting.
I know. This is so great. And we have Joey on with us right now. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You are busy, man. We just talked to Donnie yesterday and now you today.
Nice.
You guys are just cranking them out, man.
It's New Kids Week here. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you for taking the time to call us. You guys are so busy getting ready for your residency out in Vegas.
Yeah, we got a few things going on. And as you may know, I'm doing some solo dates. So grateful and busy, yes.
Yeah, so we've been all week this week, we've been giving away two pairs a day for tickets to your show at the House of Blues. And Sue and I have been taking turns singing parts of the lyrics and making the listeners kind of finish them. It's been really, really horrible for them to listen to.
Well, it did not go well. The listeners did fine, but it did not go well for us. So we'll leave the singing to you.
I kid them even after all these years. Sometimes, you know, you're up there and it's wonderful because they're singing the song back to you, but then they, you know, they drop a line or two, they flub a line, so I try to look away before they start messing up the lyrics so we're not embarrassed.
But this is great. The House of Blues is such an awesome venue. You must be so pumped. This is your Freedom Tour. You did a ton of dates, and this is kind of rounding out the last few stops here in Boston, and then I think you have one more in New York, right?
Mm-hmm. One more in New York, and call this phase one, which is basically, you know, the east half of the country. But it's been wonderful. You have a vision for a tour and you do your best to kind of build that out in real life. And I think I did. And yeah, it's been really, really wonderful.
Does it feel different when you're in Boston, though, because you're from Boston?
Sure. No, definitely. Because they know everything about me. I can't hide. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
It's like, you know, like when anybody goes away on a trip, you kind of leave it all behind and you can be whoever you want to be, but not when you come home to Boston. So it's exciting and the love there is beyond anything we could dream for. So it's going to be a fun night.
Your kids are getting older now. Do they have any sense of like the cultural impact that New Kids has had?
I tell them every day. I coach them every day in the morning. I'd say, tell me about my cultural impact. And they say, get me more Wheaties and the milk.
Yeah, they don't care. You're just dad. Yeah.
I mean, I guess the cool thing is, you know, they literally grew up. I mean, they were babies when we got back together in 2008. And they, you know, they've walked into many an arena, you know, and tours with us doing what we get to do. So, yeah, but the credits don't transfer, as I say. You know what I mean? I'm still just a dad. Yeah.
Well, what can people expect when they come to the show at the House of Blues tonight?
It is important for me to play the new album, and I do have a vision. I don't want to, you know, I don't want any spoiler alerts or give too much away, but I'm bringing my own stage and lighting, which isn't always the case when you're on tour in these clubs kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was a bigger project than I thought it would be, but it's pretty fantastic. And, you know, oftentimes on the road, you think it's going to be a certain way, and then you got to kind of roll with the punches. But, like, with this, I'm bringing the whole show. I have a full team, and so it is kind of this has the same integrity every night. And we try to tell a story, but we have a lot of laughs, and I get to sing a lot of songs because I've been writing and making music for a long time, and lucky enough that people come and want to see it and want to sing along.
Did you ever think, Joe, when you were 13 or however old you were when you started?
Yeah, how old were you? 12?
Was it 12 or 13?
I was 12, but you know what?
Oh my God.
I played the House of Blues, right? Used to be a lot of things, right? The city, the metro, it was the Avalon for a long time.
Yep.
But then it was other clubs too because it was connected to Nine Lansdowne. The club was called Nine.
That's right.
And which became Venus de Milo for a while. I played, the New Kids played there when I was 13. They basically snuck me in from the street. We did like three songs and like, you know, I went back to bed. But I was 13 when I played that club.
And here we are.
I know.
I don't even want to say how many years later, but it's okay. It is such a tribute.
I know. Doesn't matter. Forever young.
We love you so much here in Boston, of course. It goes
of
without
course.
Saying.
Of course. Everybody embraces you guys. Yeah.
And got the most loyal group of fans, I would say. I know.
Kendra being number one. Kendra's like a giddy teenage girl, like with her New Kids pins and everything else. She's crazy.
I love it.
Joe, we love you, and we're so glad that you took time. I know you're busy. Thanks for spending time with us today. And go see Joey McIntyre tonight at the House of Blues, Citizens House of Blues. It's going to be an amazing show. And for more, you can go to joeymcintyre.com. Of course, we'll link everybody over on our site as well. And
we love you, Joey.
Don't be a stranger.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.